All right. So we got the
okay, yeah, I hear you.
Okay, bet.
So we got this shit figured out.
It's on speaker?
Oh, shit.
So we don't need it to our ears.
Yeah, I guess not.
Well, that's crazy.
Well, look at this shit tweaking. Trying to lie to us.
I know.
I'm going to spark my dog. Go ahead and tell them what it is.
You want to restart this?
No. This is all. They finna see the process, man.
Coming to you straight live from Kokomo, Indiana.
Not going bullshit. I thought my lighter just ran out right there. That would have fucked up the whole first intro of the lighter. That just ran out right before. Here you go. You know we got to spark the bliggity up right at the start.
It ain't a live recording without it.
So, what is this going to be? What is this about?
I mean, what are all podcasts about?
It's about some bullshit, usually. It started out with some good shit, though, but then usually just ends up talking about bullshit and more bullshit. Just talk, yeah, politics. We gonna talk about politics?
Talk about politics, talk about whatever.
Ooh, okay. We seeing where the lane is. I don't know shit about politics. I ain't gonna lie, so I'm gonna be talking on my ass. But this Trump.
We got big on that.
My boy's not giving me no damn job. I'm still searching. Yeah, sports. Yeah, we doing a whole lot of coughing. They gonna think we some bitches. But anyway,
you know how we coming.
That's kind of hard. We suck. We're 2 minutes and 30 seconds in and have no clue what to talk about.
That's what we call a pasta attack, what you just heard, ladies and gentlemen.
It's weird even saying pasta attack because I never really realized that was a diss for a long time. Yeah, I use pasta attack and pasta. All the time. Hey, bro, we smoking pasta and we just dissing a
diss. I remember when I first heard it, bro. I was chilling with them niggas up the street.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers started talking about this. I'm smoking that pasta bag. Shit, I'm smoking the same thing you smoke.
He said, shit, I'm smoking pasta too? Oh, all right, yeah, it's some pasta.
But really, we dropping that nigga dead home.
Damn, that's what the... Oh, well, man, that's what it is. I guess we having pasta attacks, yeah.
Pasta, man. If y'all ain't listened to G Herbo yet,
get in tune, stupid. Recommend that. Get in tune.
Go listen to Welcome to Phasoland. Humble Beast is fire.
Got a couple of other projects, but you know, and it's the fire. Go tune in with our three fans that are gonna watch this.
Hey, but we appreciate you, people.
Yep.
We really do. Without you, we would be nothing.
We are nothing.
Yeah, I just felt it to be a spin.
they gonna feel it. It's gonna hit their heart. They gonna tune in episode two.
See, I'm going. You gonna keep up shit like that? You gonna keep having them cost or attacks? It's that gas, bro. Be sticky, icky up in this blunt.
I ain't trying to hear that. That shit should not be going out.
What is Reggie Bun?
Oh, hell, that boy, fuck out of here. I don't even know if you find Reggie anymore. That's a good question. Let me know. Hey, man. Oregon, Colorado, the legal places. Any Reggie in that bitch? Any Reggie in them dispensaries?
I doubt it.
That's highly disrespectful as there is.
I bet you even they cheapest 5 gram blunt still that gas.
Oh, damn dear. Might not be that gas, but it's definitely not that Reggie. Might be like some mids, you know? But shit, you get that $2 a gram. Shit, I ain't mad at some mids for 2 grams. I damn near Damn, how much an ounce be of that? Motherfucking
man, that ounce of that outgrown shit over there, like Calvin shit be 120.
That's wild too.
For an ounce.
I'll be I'll price right now though. We ain't even in those big cities, you know?
You're right. But that's that real deal Holyfield way.
Hey man, you tell him. Bro said real deal Holyfield. Oh man, we sitting in the garage doing this. It's probably not a good idea, echo and shit. But you know, we gonna figure it out.
Now I really wonder if you'll be able to hear my echoes
off, off my phone. I thought that too. I mean, I guess since it's like speaker, we could have did it off all your phone or all one phone. On my phone.
Could have.
Hold on, we even introduce ourselves? These motherfuckers even know our name? Did we say?
Yeah, I did. I did. I said Coke for Coke, but that's all they know me from. Look,
they just know they coming from the K.
Man, you already know who Pablo is. Pablo765. They don't follow me on the gram. You know what I mean? We coming you straight live from the Kona Stowe live talk show. I really don't got a name, but we gonna work
the Cornerstone live talk show. Cornerstone talk show.
Some wavy, some different.
Hey, I kind of like that. Cornerstone talk show.
We do so.
Okay. Free Taxstone. That just made me think of Taxstone. You know what Taxstone is? You don't know what Taxstone is? You trying to do a podcast? Man, go do some research, man. You are disrespectful. Wow. You should have just lied. I would have dodged your question. You could have just shook your head, said yeah, shook your head no, and I would have dodged.
Why am I gonna be? Why am I lying for the fans?
You're right. We gotta keep it real. Yeah, I appreciate it. I respect it.
Man, you can't trust that nigga Noah Pryor.
Taxed up head ass boy. Fuck out of here. First of all, you just said my government on here before I said it. That shit gonna get changed. I don't give a fuck if it say it right there. But yeah. He just said who it is, so you already know. But Taxstone, back to that. Taxstone's a podcaster. He's from New York, Brooklyn, some shit like that. And he was like a gang guy. He was real gang and went to jail and shit like that. And he's locked up right now for the Troy Ave shit. He's the one with the Troy Ave shit. He's the one about that.
Damn, so he had a real deal Holyfield gangster.
Yeah, for real. Real talk, yeah. He's shit. Blind out of one eye. Look, I listened to a Vlad interview and shit where he was talking. I did my research on him and shit, but let me say that. I was watching a Vlad interview, and he has one eye. He's blind out of or something like that. Yeah, he's blind out of. He don't got no glass eye or something like that. It's not a glass eye, I'm pretty sure. But he's blind out of one eye because he got shot through his head. And it went like through his eye or something and burnt his retina. And so he's blind out of one eye.
Oh, shit.
And it was from like, bro, look, it was like a little bitch on the block. Let's name No Government D. Let's say it was a D, you know. He's sitting there. He had kind of a lame, kind of a goofy, but you know, he's still on the block with everybody. So, but he would fuck with him. He came up to him and slapped the shit out of him. He said, he pulled out a gun. He didn't expect him to have a gun or nothing, you know. He just went up to him and slapped him, thinking it's going to be all good. He owed him money or something for some weed. And dude pulled out a strap, and shot him, hit him through the back of the head. He pulled out his gun to hit two innocent bystanders shooting because he couldn't see. He's, you know, he just got hit in the head. He pulled out his gun, started shooting, hit two bystanders. And he didn't get charged. The bystanders didn't press charges because, you know, they all from the block. They all know him. But, yeah. So he's blind in one eye from that. So, I mean, I guess you can call him real for that. He shot back. I guess, if that's what you call real.
I don't know how the fuck he turned around and concentrate with a bullet in his head.
Man, life or death. Boy, you fight or flight. He fought.
Yeah.
He ain't flight.
Imagine that headache, though.
Fuck a headache. That, imagine dying. That's all you thinking, bro. Better get him before he get me, or you put another one in your motherfucking head. Let's
talk about afterwards, but I feel you in the mobile.
Afterwards, boy, you gonna be sitting in the damn cell 95% of the time. If it went down like his, just broad daylight, innocent bystanders getting hit, you going in a cell. Ain't no headache though. Headache though. Least of it. You glad you got a headache? Fuck a headache.
Work or something on that point. You just got shot in the back of the head.
You slapped him. He felt him intimate danger. That man protected himself.
But if a homie shot a legal gun,
it wasn't illegal. That man's still free today.
Damn, tweaking.
Not tweaking. Smart. The tax note was tweaking his stupid ass. Didn't know he was strapped. That's what it is. But yeah, crazy. I mean, I can't say it wasn't illegal because he didn't say that, so I can only speak from the context that I understood it from. But 95% sure he didn't go to the jail for shooting Tex, I can tell you that.
Maybe no one was snitching on the block.
That's what it was. I mean, the people that got hit weren't until it was a female, too. Female got hit.
Oh, damn.
It a little girl or something like that. Like a little kid, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong, anybody, but... Not trying to put works on his name. But matter of fact, take that back. I'm not going to assume or not say that I think it is a little girl. I don't want to put works on his name. But he's sitting locked up right now for the Troy F. shooting. Troy F. snitched on him. He told. Because Troy was the only one caught on camera shooting. Remember? Troy's the one caught on camera shooting and shit shooting back. And somebody got hit that night. Troy got hit, but somebody else got hit. Like, people in the club got hit and shit. I'm pretty sure somebody died. But yeah, Troy got hit. His ass told.
Pussy motherfuckers.
Well, I mean, Troy. Who is Troy? Troy Ave, I mean, shit. I can't tell you one of his songs. Yeah, he might. Nah, he was actually decent. I remember him on the XXL cover. He was in the freestyle with Bibby, Chance, and Gates. Or was it Chance? No, it wasn't Bibby. It was Chance, Gates. Who was we just talking about? Troy Ave.
Yeah, light skinned dude.
No, he dark skinned. August, I don't get tired dude with Gates, the other dude, him. It was actually a dope cipher. But I didn't like Troy Ave's part. We talk about some bullshit. I might be mistaken. Chance might not be in that. It might be him that's not in the Bibby jam. I don't remember.
Man, it's just not me.
Yo, I can't believe Michael Rappaport caught dude jacking off on a plane.
Oh my god. If y'all haven't looked that up yet, if you haven't checked that video.
Oh
out,
my god.
It
hilarious.
Is wild. I don't know if he was, what type of flight he was taking or what. But he
that man had an urge. He couldn't. Nobody's sitting beside me. Nobody's in the aisle beside me. My shit ain't big. Nobody could probably tell.
Boy. Mike Rapper.
He was only going up.
Boy, he was taking them slow strokes. Them short, slow.
That shit was funny.
Like, bro. Was like, hell no, not
Obama. Hell no, I'm not trying to sit across from that, bro. Who knows how long you finna take? Who do that, my brother? Yeah, that's my brother. I was like, what the fuck? Who the fuck outside?
But on some other viewpoints in today's world.
Nah, bro, hold on. How much balls does that take?
Oh, so we going
no
back
pun
to
intended on the balls.
Meat, beating the meat on the plane?
Huh?
Beating the meat on the plane?
Yeah, bro, you don't even go to the bathroom.
That's
a plane
true.
Bathroom.
That is true.
Joe ass had the – and he's on his phone. It's not even like he's watching a movie on the plane and got hyped to the movie. Couldn't eat the movie.
It is beat to support.
He was. Facts. Big facts. You seen him all fucking – close the browser whenever Michael started talking.
Right. You saw him straight tuck his dick in his pants.
As soon as Michael got loud, you see him geek stop real quick. Oh,
yeah. He tried to play it off like it wasn't shit. Like, nah, that wasn't, I don't know what you're talking about. But then the bitch behind him, like, sat up, was like, who's beating that meat?
That'd be me, bro. It's Gator in the back. Who beating that meat? Who beating that meat on the plane?
nasty ass motherfucker. Take that shit out of here.
Oh, me?
You're that nasty for beating your beat. You nasty for beating your beat.
Pull up. Around everybody, bro.
No one wants your juices on her.
Nobody keep that wants for your you. Juice. You're not, I mean, all right, how long the plane ride is it? You know, you fine.
That bitch I'm sure that man is a full 6 hour ride.
I guarantee it's only like a 4 hour, yeah, plane ride, bro. You can't not beat off for 4 hours. You can't not beat off for 30 seconds to walk to the back of the plane. Matter of fact, you ain't even gotta wait.
Usually put that shit in Occupado and get the beat in your shit. Send that shit out the plane with your piss. How that frozen?
I'm mad you said Occupado. Mexican, don't even.
They're gonna have that shit. So everyone, you know.
These blood still going strong. Keep going out on us.
Telling you, bro, it's this new pack we got.
I'm gonna be mad if it was, man. I'm not trying to. This one never smoking you the night. If you don't stop taking my lighter every time I give it to you, that's why I've had to ask you 3 times.
Man, you ain't never said nothing. You ain't say nothing this whole time.
Bro, we got the facts right here. I've asked you for my lighter back 3 times. At least. All right,
so
at least.
I
least,
just know my
right, so now you again. Change it. Oh, I. Right, okay. Oh, nah, okay.
Nah. Yeah. Now you changing it, huh? What you about to say?
I just know my blood for to keep going out. So I'm trying to, you know, keep a lighter. I'll be before you go at all times.
Mm. That's what it was.
Right, how many times you finesse my
lighter?
Cool,
it's cool. You can take this lighter, bro. Have this lighter. I'm going to just get your big one out my room. The big, big. It's a little big. So you
boy, because you know how it is.
What? Oh, I know what?
Big bang, little bang, dude. Big bang, little bang.
No, all right, but with you. I ain't even bought a lighter in my life before, so.
So you a thief now. Nothing worse than a thief.
Finesse gang. That's what it is. Been smoking for this shit. How long I been smoking?
Too damn long.
Too damn long, bro. Probably like
7th grade, I think that's when we start. Well, you started 6th, I started 7th.
Damn. Yeah, I don't know. That's a long time. That's a 13 to got to be 19. Jeez, bro. Probably like motherfucking damn. I'm acting like I can't do math. Like I'm not trying to add these numbers. My high ass. Just do the math. Know what? 8 motherfucking. That's 5 years. Damn near 6. 5. We'll just say 5 on the low end. My lugs go, hey, be whatever I bowl.
Boy.
I'll be having to hit that treadmill like it's 2K, my player. Get that energy.
Stumbling and bumbling.
I have to hop on his eyes. Hold on. Motherfucker can't run for 1 minute. Keep
I swear, bro, if I'm older, man, I get in a fight. I ain't fighting you like I would if I was young. I'm all weak points.
Bro, if I'm older and get in a fight, I better have had a felony and can't carry a legal weapon because I ain't fighting whenever I'm older, bro.
Oh, these hands can always get thrown.
I don't know, bro. Bullets can always get thrown too. But hands could always get thrown, you know? It is always. That could always happen. You right. I want to be somebody up more whenever I get older. But, man, you don't know what motherfuckers are capable of nowadays. And then you get it whenever you like 30, bro. You don't know what this dude was doing at 18, 19. This motherfucker was watching. This motherfucker was watching McGregor whoop ass.
Hey, man.
Anderson Silva fucking.
That ain't shit. That ain't shit.
Everybody on the ground doing some Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Nothing.
He going to choke me with 3 fingers.
Not at all.
All right.
Cause he don't know nothing about you. If you want to put it like that, you put your pants on the same way this man put his pants on, one leg at a time.
Yeah, but I didn't put my pants on and learn how to do an arm bar and a rear naked choke the right way.
That's why you don't go to the ground game. That's all that be.
I hear you. I mean, shit, I'm good both ways in my mind. But
and you know,
I'm just saying you don't know what motherfuckers capable of, bro. You can't judge, like, you know, you can't judge books by their cover. That's a dumbass, corny-ass saying, but that shit true as hell.
That's where the straps come.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I said in the first place. Bro, you feel me?
But that's why you ain't nervous.
So wait, at the end of the day,
you got the end game.
Now look how you sound. Now you sound like a little bitch because now you just got your ass whooped. I can't get my ass whooped.
Now that I gotta go shoot you.
No, if I'm gonna fight you, I'm gonna take my ass whooped.
Not even that.
But I should have just shot you in the first place. Yeah, you beat up. Bro, your kid watching you get whooped.
If some dude was dogging me and like I'm trying to get up and he's just whacking my shit, I'm straight here to spin around.
The 180 on the shit, drop shot him with a, like it's Call of Duty head up. Damn, somebody just fucked my bitch, bro. I dropped the blunt. That's damn.
Y'all ever heard about that saying before?
You dropped the blunt. Somebody's fucking your bitch. That's crazy.
You know what's really strange that I don't know about, but we're using this app. So I should know about it.
What do you not know about that you should know about that you want to talk now about? So maybe I can teach you about.
Can they comment on these videos? Or are these audio shit?
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure I said seen something at the top that said feedback or something like that.
Okay.
And of course you can comment on videos, duh. You always need feedback. And if you can't, go follow me on Instagram at _.nap. NAP _.NAP
Paulo.765 Fucks with me. I post daily. Money material. Good looking too. Don't say myself.
Ah, head ass. Boy, you telling a bunch of dudes that you look good. They don't give a shit. You gay.
Man, you know there's females up in here. It's being sexist, you think dudes from all the way up in this bitch.
Call me sexist then.
All right, that's how I know who's gonna get more popular.
Nah, it's just simple facts of knowing your audience, bro. What are we talking about that a female wants to hear?
You know, there's some tomboys out there. Just because they don't like, maybe just because they don't like Nick, WD ain't a female still.
True. Very true. But without them saying, without, you know, I don't know. You ain't talking about much a female want to hear about.
Maybe she just like, maybe she's high as hell, just like we is talking about some bullshit.
Okay.
We that funny chip. This is off the dome, you feel me?
Off the dome. First podcast ever.
Never set it up. We had no intro, no nothing. We just popped up like, oh, is it working?
Facts, yeah. The beforehand of this was, I'm surprised it came out as good as it has so far.
Real talk. I feel like we came, we're a week at first, came together, got some topics on. Now we're just, you know, we're slowly covering our decline. We hit our climax.
We're pulling up on the 24-minute mark. So I mean, realistically, I mean, 30 minutes is pretty good for first with not knowing what the fuck to talk about. I just dropped in some spit, so I'm not gonna pick it up.
Someone disrespected your bitch.
He just busted on her face. The beforehand of this, we could not. I think I fucking sent a message to my whole contact, telling them to join my Anchor podcast. We was about to have like hundreds of people on this one podcast.
I was like, what's going on?
That would be some fun. Oh, bro. We were close. Hey, podcast number two, 134 guests. Oh shit, no, but yeah, we cannot figure this out. And it, you know, it started recording and we went with it.
It doesn't even give you like a 1, 2, 3, go. Nope. Hit something.
It says, it says, whatever you join.
Let's start.
And you and that bitch just basically floating. You better swim down that motherfucking river.
What do we need to do?
See, bro, you're talking about something that we're going to put in whenever we edit this. So you're telling them, making us look real stupid whenever it's already been in the front of this video.
That's why we take this little area out if we can.
Or we leave it in to show them what progress we made before we even put up the video so they know we for real. Because we bout this shit. Taking over the podcast gang. These motherfuckers don't want it. No jumper. Tax stone. Whenever they free you, you ain't coming. We coming for the next. We coming for the throne. Cutthroat.
Oprah side nigga.
He ain't got no podcast. Actually, he's on the FaZe podcast now because he's in FaZe. So,
yeah,
FaZe, we coming for y'all. Even though y'all just started.
I don't want your shit, bro.
I'm high. But actually, give me that shit. You just want to pass it to me. I'm gonna hit it for the culture. And you just gave me my lighter back. I appreciate it. Respect it. I love how you tried to call me a thief earlier, but you thieved me throughout the episode so many times. That you stole from me?
I never stole. I was just holding on to it.
Oh, you was just borrowing.
No, I never left your presence.
Yeah, you was borrowing. Okay, that makes sense.
I was using it for the same reason you was using it. I was just using it. It was just in my pocket because I was going to need it. 2.5.
Yeah, it's just in your pocket.
All right. If that's how you want to go. All right.
Any whore. What type of, I mean, we already talked about the music. We talked about Lil Herb. We didn't talk much about music. Told him to hop on some Lil Herb. What's your expectations for this episode?
Very, very bad feet.
I mean,
like, there's a lot of shit we gotta do, but
I'm not worried about the feedback. I'm worried about, you think we're gonna get a view?
Possibly.
See, that's not the mind state you need.
The reason why I'm going to say that is because we're not in the algorithm yet. We're not in the algorithm of that. So if we do get viewed, it's because of the title of name wars. If we have some weed shit in it or whatever funny stuff we have. You know what I mean? Who's going to listen to us talk about nothing for 30 minutes?
Why are you calling the people that have just listened to us for 30 minutes fucking assholes and retarded? Like, you just disrespected them so much, bro. Look, guys, I'm so sorry for him right now. He does not know what the fuck's going on. But I would listen to us because we are very funny and...
No, but I understand what you're saying.
I understand what you're saying. Somebody from Frankfurt just tried to call me and I had to end that real quick. I hope, you know, I'm glad this is still going. That motherfucker's not...
Nah, but I wasn't saying y'all was retards and assholes.
Correct yourself.
I would have said that y'all assholes overall because, you know, thanks for the views, I guess.
No, because you just said you expect horrible feedback.
I do.
So you're telling them basically that they're going to be an asshole.
Not even.
You're expecting people to watch this.
Because this whole podcast was not set up.
I feel you. There was no pre-thought to it. And so, I mean, I understand what you're saying. Like, I expect not great feedback, not like, you know, oh my gosh, best podcast ever. If there is that feedback, this app is giving us fake-ass fucking feedback. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But I expect, you know, just, I don't expect anything. I don't know what to expect, because like you said, it was more, we had been talking about starting it, but, you know, what we did was for the moment, you know?
Just imagine, it would be crazy, is like, if this
I was just in the room playing Fortnite.
Yeah, if this was like so stupid and funny that people actually like, oh, dude.
Yeah, you just know, as a first episode, like, yeah. I don't think, I mean, I laughed throughout, it was pretty funny, but dude, if you, oh boy, I caught you again, little bitch.
What are you talking about?
I caught you again, little bitch. He, he just shoot, tried shoot. To stick that in his pocket.
And then yeet.
Oh man, we just rolled up on this 30-minute mark though, so I'm thinking this is about a good time to cut off.
Yeah, you know, stay tuned for episode 2.
For sure, for sure, episode 2 coming soon.
Of the Kona Stove.
Is that what we rolling with?
What was it again? Kona Stove what?
Fuck, we suck. We're gonna have to look at the editing. The Cornerstone Talk Show. There it is.
Yeah, baby. There you go. The Cornerstone Talk Show.
No degree.
Come
back, no high episode school degree. 2.
We coming. We coming to y'all.
Oh, we coming.
Two high niggas from small town Kokomo, Indiana.
Hey, from originally from Indianapolis. No, it is.
Don't matter. We in Kokomo right now.
Big facts. Big facts.
But we coming live. We're going to catch y'all next time on the flip
stay
side.
Stay tuned. We going to be. We coming. We going to
easy.
Stay tuned.
We out.